In today's Mishnah, we're in the first and second Mishnah from the second parak of Masechet Shavuot. And the Mishnah returns by saying, Yediot HaTumah Shtayim Shen Arba, which brings us back to the first Mishnah. So we're dealing with someone who either ate Kodesh in a state of Tumah, so ate from a Korban, entered Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, in specific cases that would make him liable to bring a Korban or Leviot, as we've discussed. And the Mishnah says that two explicitly mentioned the Torah, but which are really four, as we've already addressed when we started this Masechet. So Mishnah says, what are they now? Nitma v'yada, the person became tame and was aware at the time that he was tame. V'ne'elma mimenu atuma, and then he forgot that he was tame. And v'zacharat ha-kodesh b'ni, was well aware of the fact that he was eating from a korban. Or ne'elma mimen ha-kodesh, or that he wasn't aware that he was eating a korban, but was v'zachor, and was aware that he was tame. So those are the two different cases. And the third one, well, it's not really the third case, you'll see in a minute, but Mishnah brings another case now, which is ne'elma mimenu zevazeh. Or at the time he ate from this kodesh, he wasn't aware it was kodesh, and he forgot he was tameh. V'chalat ha-kodesh v'lo yada, u'misha achal yada, and then after the fact, he became aware of the fact that he violated the prohibition of eating some part of a korban in a state of tumah. Mishnah says, harei zeh bo'olev yored, he would have to bring this korban or olev yored, as we discussed. Importantly, these are only really two cases, even though we mentioned the third. Bartanura says the third case is not really two of the four, because the two cases, either that he thought it was tameh when he ate the korban, or he wasn't aware there was a korban, but was aware that he was tameh. The fact that we've combined those two cases together to bring out another case is not that it's another distinct case. It's simply, as Bartanura says, is to teach us that despite the fact that he wasn't aware that it was a korban and he forgot that he was tameh, he would still qualify as one to bring a korban or levi ored. So having mentioned only two of the four, the Mishnah brings the other two cases. That is Nitma v'yada, v'ne'elma mimenu tumah. This is someone who became tameh, who was aware he was tameh at the time, and then forgot. V'zachor et ha-migdash, but he knew he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. He was aware this is area one's not allowed to enter in the state of tumah. That's case number three now, really. Ne'elma mimenu ha-migdash, or he didn't know that this area was at the Beis HaMikdash when he entered it. V'zachor et ha-tumah, he knew he was tameh. Or, as we did in the first part of the Mishnah, we mashed these two cases together to give another case. That's ne'elmu mimenu zeh mazeh. He forgot that he was tameh, and he wasn't aware he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichnas l'migdash, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. V'mishat zayada, and when he exited the Beis HaMikdash, he realized the mistake he made, so he was made aware of it. Once again, this is Nahareze, but Olev Yored. This is another case. So in other words, we have mentioned four different cases, combining the fact either he wasn't aware of the Tumah, or he wasn't aware that he was eating from a Korban, or the Beis HaMikdash, but initially he was aware of this case, that it was Tumah, and he only learned about it after the fact. So it's Yedia in the beginning, Yedia at the end, knowledge at the end, and Ne'elma, and there was a Helem, there was a lack of knowledge in between, that would qualify for this Korban Olev Yored. Mishnah continues. Achad nichnas la'azara, ve'achad ha'nichnas la'tosefet azara. So whether one entered the chatzer in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the violating the prohibition of entering the Beis HaMikdash instead of Tumah, or the tosefet, or the extension, or the addition to the azara, as it was extended in the times, as Kati notes here, in the times of HaMelech Yehoshaphat. And the Mishnah says, she'ein mosifim ala ha'ir, meaning simply building an adjunct doesn't make it considered to have the kedusha of the azara, or if expanding Yerushalayim, give the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Mishnah says, is she'ein mosifim ala ha'ir, you can only increase the size of Yerushalayim, have the kedusha of Yerushalayim, v'al azarot, and also the temple courtyard, ela b'melech v'navi v'urim v'tumim u'b'sanhedrin shoshim v'echad. Meaning you need all these factors, and all of them to be in agreement. The king, the Navi, the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim V'Tumim, and the Sanhedrin of the 71 judges all together. And that is because when it's talking about the building of the Mishkan, it says, Kol Hashem Merot Chayet Avnit Mishkan, Ve'et Tavnit Kol Kelav, and then it says, Ve'chen Ta'aso, and so you shall do. Meaning, so you shall do for the Dorot, the generations. And just in time of Moshe Rabbeinu, we had a Melech, and Navi, that's Moshe. Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol. Also, we had the Sanhedrin, either with Moshe, or was actually there as a Canaan themselves. In other words, these are all the components we need, we'll learn the process in a moment, in order to allow us to expand the size of Yerushalayim or the Azara. And it also adds, Ubeshtei Todot, the two Lachmei Toda that come along with the Korban HaToda, was also required. And that's described in Sefer Nehemiah, that the procession that went around, they also had these two Lachmei Toda as well. Sorry, to add also Bashir, that the Levi'im would go along with the Todot, with various instruments, and they would sing Arim Cha Hashem Ki Dilitani, and various other Mizmorim. It says, U'beitin mahalchin u'shtei Todot achareihem. We have to sort of read the Mishnah slightly different to the way I've just read it, meaning the Begara says, Beitin would go, And also the two todot, the korbanot todot would go in front, the lachmei todot that is, and beit din would follow them, so it would be led by these todot. It says v'chol yisrael achareihem, and they'd all circle the location of the mikdash. And then it says hapnimin achelet v'achitzana nisrefet. When referring to the chalat todot, it says the inner one was consumed and the outer one was burnt. Now the question, what is inner and outer? Well, there's a debate in terms of these lachmei todot. When they went around the azara, or sorry, the around Yerushalayim, was it two chalot were side by side? If it was, then the inner one is on the inner side of the circle. Or were they one in front of the other? And then the inner one would be then the second one. That's a debate that you can see Kati for more details. Just to add an additional point, the Kati cites here, is that the lachmei todot was only, were they only used that when they were mosif, expanding Yerushalayim, but it was shayarei mincha, the shirayim of a mincha, that were actually used when they with mitkadesh, when they're expanding the azarat itself. It says, if they have a maiden extension, however, it was not sanctified with this process, and someone walked in that location of the Azara in a state of Tuma, that meaning the extension, Nichlasham, which says, they would not be chayim a korban or levered or karet if they went in deliberately, because they would have to have this process in order to give it the kedusha. What's interesting here, the Baal Tanura points out that in times of Beit Sheni, they didn't have a melech or urim v'tumim. And nonetheless, the kedusha, the original sanctity given to those locations that was happening by Beit Rishon, endured as kitcha latid lavo, so it maintained its kedusha. So then the whole process that happened in times of Nechemi, which was Beit Sheni, which we referred to previously, that was simply done as a zecher la'amra, ba'almahu, almost like commemoratively, but not to give it actual kedusha, because again, it was missing some of the key ingredients, melech and urim v'tumim. Those are Mishnah today.